This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. With just over a week left in Colorado's 2026 legislative session, Governor Polis is signing a number of bills into law. For the Colorado Capital News Alliance, Lucas Brady Woods reports.
One of the new laws tightens rules around 3D printed firearms. Starting in July, it'll be illegal in Colorado to make guns or gun parts using 3D printers or similar tools. The original version of the bill would have also banned the digital code used to program printers to make guns. Lawmakers removed that provision to appease the governor. Another new law raises the overtime threshold for agricultural workers. Currently, ag workers get overtime pay after working either 48 or 56 hours in a week. Starting next year, that threshold will be 56 hours for all farm workers. A third new law creates protections for kids and teens who make money as social media influencers.
That was Lucas Brady Woods reporting for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. Well, after the mostly mild winter that we have had in Colorado, ticks are emerging early. CPR's Molly Cruz has the story.
As Coloradoans head back outdoors, a less visible part of spring is also making a comeback. Ticks are already here, and experts say this season could be more active than most. Ticks are carriers for diseases like Rocky Mountain spotted fever and Colorado tick fever, which causes fevers, a rash, or fatigue. Both illnesses are carried by two ticks commonly encountered in Colorado, the Rocky Mountain wood tick and the American dog tick. Now, state officials say they've launched a first-of-its-kind program, a statewide tick surveillance program. Experts say this program will allow the state to better understand what kind of ticks live in Colorado and learn more about the diseases they carry. I'm Molly Cruz, CPR News.
You can find more news at cpr.org. The time is now 7:06.